This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I believe in societal norms.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing. Don't scream at me on the show.
Don't defend them.
It was horrifying.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
And tonight's ENN and Summer Fridays with the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by New Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer, 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, and gluten-free. Peter is off tonight. Andrew Gundling filling in on ENN. But we will start ENN by still honoring Peter and saying hello to him.
The Buckner play is like an etched-in-my-moment kind of mind.
And hello to Michael.
I would do a Jell-O shot off your stomach.
And Don, hello as well.
$1,000 and you...
Oh, he's really... We can see the end.
Don't say that. And you... I have no cough button. Do you have a cough button?
No, I don't. But it's not about the cough button. It's the fact that you're coughing up a lung for two straight weeks.
It's very common. I just checked it on the internet.
Coughing up a lung for 2 weeks is common.
Yes. Okay. These things don't go away, especially in the summertime.
Well, you know what? Then I stand corrected. I'm sorry, buddy. You keep hacking.
Well,
$1,000
like rooting for
and
it.
You.
Like I got an unfiltered cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So we begin ENN tonight with my wow, really, story of the day. Tom Brady, we have not mentioned this yet. He played the entirety of last season with a torn MCL in his left knee, according to a report in the Tampa Bay Times.
I don't believe it.
He apparently suffered the injury in his final season with the Patriots, and it gradually worsened during his first year in Tampa. He was never listed on the injury report all season. You say you don't believe it, Don, but he did undergo surgery to repair it, or so they say, in late February after the Super Bowl.
I believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have to be fined a significant amount of money.
I agree.
The NFL is in bed with the gambling operations, just like every major sport. The NFL's lifeblood is gambling. They make it a point that you have to have injury reports, and this guy's playing with a torn, what was it, a torn ACL?
MCL.
MCL. And it's never revealed on a report. Got to be fined. Got to be.
And he wasn't examined when he went to Tampa.
Well, I'm sure he was. I can't imagine Tom Brady going someplace without a full exam beforehand. He hasn't discussed the specifics about the surgery, but he did say that it was, quote, pretty serious.
Listen, I'm sure there was something up, but.
Yeah, amazing he was able to play on a torn MCL at age 43 and still win a Super Bowl MVP. Pretty incredible.
But what Michael said is right, because you don't think that would have affected the line if you knew that he was not 100%? You might think it's silly, but you are expected to make injuries known and put them on the injury list. And if he wasn't on the injured list, then they probably will get fined.
Yeah, you might be right. Actually, I had not thought about it from that perspective. But we'll see what happens with it, guys. The Damian Lillard trade rumors went up another level today. So first, Henry Abbott of TrueHoop.com tweeted, quote, a source, Blazer star Damian Lillard to request a trade in the coming days. If this is a surprise, you haven't been paying attention. Then Grant Afseth, who covers the Mavericks for Sports Illustrated, tweeted, Trailblazers superstar Damian Lillard has his eyes on the New York Knicks among trade destinations in the event he were to be dealt, per a source. Then Lillard's teammate at Portland, Yusuf Nurkic, took to Twitter and pretty much attacked the validity of both those reports. He called Afseth a clown. And about Abbott, he said, y'all really about to believe a guy with the name Henry Abbott, and then laughing emojis. He also tweeted to him about Lillard. He said, that's my brother, and you still say you have a better source? Also, Quentin Mayo of BetMGM says that a source tells him Lillard would like to play for the Knicks or Sixers. So despite the fact that these reports weren't coming from the usual suspects, Woj, Stephen A., Mark Stein, it all created enough smoke where it did make its way to Lillard at USA basketball practice today. So he addressed it. There's a few comments from him here. Here's the first one of him on the reports that he's demanding a trade.
I woke up to those reports, you know, a lot of people reaching out to me, but it's not true. You know, I'll start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said and, you know, it hasn't come from me. So number one is it's not true. And secondly, I'll also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know, if it's something to be said, as I said the last time, I'll speak directly with my team and with Neil. So, you know, that's that.
Well, I mean, even if he was going to request a trade, as he's about to be in the Olympics, it's not the time to admit it. So I'm not saying that the report was wrong. We have to take him at his word. But, boy, when there's that much smoke, there's got to be some fire. So I just don't think that he would say, yeah, that's right.
No, I'm sure he wouldn't. He was asked even more explicitly about all these rumors.
To be clear and try to get some clarity on it, do you expect to be in a Portland uniform this season?
Yeah, I expect to be.
So he's shot it down. But like you said, that's the only thing he could do.
Right. There's no way he could admit it. So, I mean, I don't want to say he's not telling the truth, but there's no way he could admit it. Sometimes you're put in a situation where you almost have to, like, fudge, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Obviously, Knicks fans had their radar up today with them being specifically mentioned, and then the Knicks or Sixers being the two destinations. I don't know. I'm sure this will be a story all throughout the summer as to what the Knicks could potentially offer if they were going to try to bring him back here. It would be a massive amount of talent and first round picks that would have to go the other way.
They probably, I mean, the cheaper alternative and younger is Sexton from Cleveland, but I don't know, you know, obviously he's not the player that Lillard is, but he's certainly an upgrade over what they have.
And much younger.
Ryan Morick on Twitter says that Don hacking up a lung is the 2021 Drop Madness winner. Book it.
No. That'd be a lock that will not happen.
Let's hear it, Anthony.
$1,000 and you.
No.
It's pretty
That's
good.
Not even a one seed. Andrew?
Andrew, you're the one who seeds.
I mean, it's a high seed right now. I don't know if it's the one. I feel uncomfortable. Anointing it on right now.
And you don't want to celebrate, obviously, something that could be serious. You know, we have to see how this plays out. But if it is, in fact, nothing, there's a good chance it's a top three seed.
It's a pretty good one, Don.
Let's hear it again, please.
$1,000 and you.
That's not good. There's no way that could be good.
Why are you rooting for it, though?
I don't understand. Why do you say that I'm rooting for it? What's wrong with you? What kind of animal do you think I am that I'm rooting for something to be wrong with a friend
because
of mine?
You keep playing it, and you keep saying it and talking about it, and you won't move on. And I know you love being right.
But I'm not predicting anything. It just doesn't sound good.
No, and you're hoping.
And, you know, the guy said in my ear, it's amazing. He was hacking all week with Peter. Peter never even brought it up, but you're making it a big deal.
No, Peter brought it up.
Not like
Excuse
you.
Me?
You embarrass me. It's dangling.
I embarrass you?
Well, I love it.
Listen, no matter what you're dealing with, I'm willing to do a Jello shot right off your stomach on August 20th.
I don't know why it affects me so much. Just hearing that slurp.
Only 2 minutes left in the poll if you haven't voted yet.
Oh, you know how that's going
to
go.
I want it to be the cream filling of a Kirkshen sandwich.
Oh, my God. That might be Peter's one, yeah. As it stands
Peter's
right now.
Winning Drop Madness. You want to book something? Book that.
No,
he's
you
got
never lose.
This is his best bracket ever, and we've still got 9 months to go.
Let's see, guys. Speaking of, we said Lillard was at USA Basketball today. A little bit more news out of U.S. Basketball. We already knew that Bradley Beal was going to miss the Olympics, and now Kevin Love is out as well. He had been trying to come back from a calf injury. In a statement, he said, "I'm incredibly disappointed to not be heading to Tokyo with Team USA, but you need to be at absolute peak performance to compete at the Olympic level, and I'm just not there yet." So now The question became, who will be replacing these guys? Unless you've seen it already, I will give you about a billion guesses before you could probably get to who they actually have selected to replace them. It's almost not even, there's no point to even having you guess.
Well, all I know is that Jalen Rose is throwing a party because he didn't think that Kevin Love should be on the team.
Well, but I don't know if Love, he's leaving the team for, I guess, fitness reasons. It doesn't sound like he's fully healthy and able to really help them. But the guys who have been selected to replace Beal and Love are JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson.
Hmm.
This feels like a far cry from the 92 Dream Team. McGee played in just 13 regular season games and 4 postseason games for Denver. Johnson, second-year player, made 67 starts for San Antonio this season, averaging 13 a game. He might be a good player when it's all said and done, but just not really the names I was expecting to see there. Yeah.
What was that second name again?
Keldon Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen Keldon play.
No. I mean, it can't be a full coincidence that Greg Popovich is the coach of this team and Keldon Johnson is now emerging for San Antonio. Clearly, he must see something in him and really like him. But, yeah, just didn't expect that.
Did you see the exchange when a reporter asked Popovich about, you know, the two losses and, you know, they've usually blown out teams like that?
Yeah, we played it last week.
Well, he lied. They have blown out those teams before.
Yeah, we
and
said
he was so rude and nasty that he wouldn't allow the guy to act. He was lying.
Yeah, we mentioned that they're only a few years, I think, removed from beating Nigeria by over 80 points.
I mean, how do you get in front of a mic and, like, say you're wrong, these games are, and then when the guy's trying to, like, prove his point, you won't even let him talk. Yeah. But that was a bad look for the guy.
Well, he doesn't care. But he did have the out of, like, those types of teams. So what falls into the category of those types of teams? So if you throw out, well, you blow out this team, well, I wasn't talking about that team.
Like, well, so those types of teams would fall under the heading of the exact country that you just lost to.
Well, I agree, but then that would be his out. Well, I wasn't talking about that team. So he would just strategically say the teams they blew out were not the teams that he's talking about.
Right.
But I still think they're the most talented team. Windhorst was on earlier in the week basically saying that he would still bet that they're going to win the whole thing and this will be forgotten about. But when you have something happen that's never happened before, it's startling. What was their record before the two straight losses in preseason games?
In exhibition games, I think they were 54-2.
Yeah. So.
And then they lost two straight. So, yeah, it was very strange. But, yeah, of course they're the most talented, and they definitely should win this. It would, you know, even with that, it would be an incredible upset for them not to. Durant, Lillard, these guys from the Bucks, Middleton and Drew Holiday will join up after the NBA Finals. So, no, they're loaded. It just it was a strange week for them. That's all.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, Don's favorite golf tournament going on right now at Royal St. George's Golf Club in England, the Open Championship. This 98.7 ESPN leaderboard update is brought to you by PGA Tour Superstores. Louis Oosthuizen leads at -11. In second is Colin Morikawa at -9. Jordan Spieth is in third at 8-under. Phil Mickelson, 12 over. Needless to say, that did not make the cut. That is the leaderboard update brought to you by PGA Tour Superstores. Shop with the pros at your New York or New Jersey area PGA Superstores, the home for golf pros and beginners. Also, Michael, you mentioned earlier today your conversation with Wischusen about his push for golf guests on Monday. Here is some of that conversation.
A moment ago, Dustin Johnson, we've got household names moving up the leaderboard. I'm telling you, it's going to be a dramatic Sunday. Golf guests, I think, is the way to go on the Michael Kay Show on Monday.
Do you realize, though, Bob, that LeGreco refuses to call it the Open? He still says it's the British Open.
Well, again, you being the diehard golfer that you are right now, just one more thing to try and change about him and steer him right.
After five lessons, Bob, I just don't get why people are obsessed with this sport.
Oh, no! No, no, no. You're supposed to be on my side. You already are ruined after five lessons? I thought you were going to catch the fever.
No. It's over. Loving the sport. I can understand watching it. It's entertaining. I was locked in to the last major. I loved it. But to play it and sit out there for 5 hours and be frustrated and throw clubs, I had enough aggravation in my life.
Oh, that's sad. Done already?
Well, I don't know if I'm done, but it's certainly not a deep dive anymore.
It's over.
I ran into Bev, my teacher, and she said, "We haven't seen you out there." I said,
no.
"Yeah." My answer was, "Yeah." And I've talked to a couple of people, like, you know, who said, "Oh, you really got out." And I think that I don't want to paint everybody with the same broad brush that Don did, but in Don's simplicity, he has very, very thoughtful, thought-provoking analysis of things. And I'm convinced a lot of people that say they're obsessed with golf just want to get away from their family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say they hate them, but they want that 5 hours away from the kids, and they want the 5 hours away from the wife. And a guy came up to me and said, "I mean, 5 hours? I mean, you get out of the house." I said, "I don't want to get out of the house for 5 hours. I like my kids and wife. I like being with them."
Not just golf, workaholics. There are a lot of people that dive into things specifically so they don't have to be home because they hate it there.
I mean, like, if my kids learn how to play and Jody's learned how to play, then I would be fun to golf with them. But, you know, for a guy who has two full-time jobs, right, and then I finally have, like, a Saturday off, I'm going to say to Charlie and Callie, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to golf for 5 hours." I mean, it would make me the lowest life of a father that I could even think of. Now, I'm not saying all the men that do that are, because they all have just one job. I'm out of the house constantly. And one of the times that I actually have a free day, I'm going to go golf for 5 hours? I couldn't live with myself.
Now, you are right, but two things. Jody, the first one being, Jody was doing this with you, so it was something that you at least could have done with her.
Right.
And the other one being, this may not necessarily apply in your situation, but for a lot of people, they take up golf after their kids are kind of
right.
out of the house.
Right. And so if there's an actual golf league for 85-year-olds, I'm in.
Okay. That's why I said this may not apply to you. But for a lot of people. So you can't just blanketly say that they all hate their families. But
I'm not saying that, but there's a lot of validity to it. I think a lot of people that do it want to get away from their families for 5 hours, not because they're Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I don't hedge my bets. I'm all in. So if people are insulted, sorry.
Guys, you mentioned this before. Jay Williams announced today on Twitter that he is tested positive for COVID. He will not be on ESPN's coverage of the NBA Finals because of it. He actually posted this. This is part of a video message that he posted on Twitter earlier.
"The last couple of days for me have been challenging, but I wanted to be the first to tell you guys that you will not see me at Game 5, Game 6, or potential Game 7 of the NBA Finals because I have tested positive for COVID. I have received both my shots. I am fully vaccinated, but this is our new normal. This is the difficulty of navigating a different type of terrain here, like we all are. For any of you guys who know my story, my daughter is 2.5 years old. She's immunosuppressed. So my family and I have been overly diligent, hypersensitive to COVID and everything happening. And this has still occurred. So this serves as a great reminder to me, my family, and hopefully all of you, that we have to continue to be as diligent as possible."
Scary.
Yeah. He says, he goes on to say in the video that he is in quarantine in a hotel room for the next 10 days. It's tough. So, he will be off of, obviously, the NBA Finals coverage for ESPN the remainder of the Finals. Guys, like you've been talking about, baseball returning tonight. The Mets are in Pittsburgh. J.D. Davis has been activated. Billy McKinney designated for assignment. Meanwhile, the Yankees and Red Sox, they'll give it another shot tonight. Luke Voit going on the IL. Here is Aaron Boone explaining why.
Voit went on the IL today, not COVID-related, but knee-related. He's got a bone bruise in his left knee, had some swelling over the weekend, and then had that drained, but there was still some lingering pain there, was diagnosed with the bone bruise. We'll probably get some kind of PRP potentially tonight, and then hopefully a few days of rest, and hopefully get going from there.
Stunning. Third time on the IL after leading the majors and homers last year. One quick thing about the NBA I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if Don and Peter talked about it when I was away. I mean, really, ESPN, I love you. The halftime show, the people on the halftime show are on for 40 seconds. It's all commercials. What are you doing? I mean, you're trying to create some kind of a situation like they have at TNT. It's impossible. You don't give these people time. They're never on the air. Have you seen any of this, Don?
Yeah. It's...
They say a 10-second bite, and then they go to a YouTube commercial for 6 minutes. There's no halftime. Well, it's an awful look.
I know, but they're selling it, so...
Yeah, but
if the final was on TNT, wouldn't it be in the exact same situation? I mean,
no, I don't think so, because it's not like that on the conference finals that they do. They give those. It's important. The reason you could sell something for a lot is because it becomes a desirable piece of real estate. They're not saying anything. It bridges to commercials.
And then after game three, Michael, they're exploding fireworks, and you couldn't even hear them in the post game.
Yeah, very. I mean, it must be frustrating for all of them because they don't get a chance to say anything.
I know.
Let's see. Before we sign off for ENN tonight, the poll's gone final as to whether or not you would like to see Michael take a shot off of Don's stomach at the beach bash.
Jam it up!
68% would. 32% would not. I'm actually surprised. I thought this would be 90-10.
No. Oh.
About a thousand.
Don's been furiously voting. Don's been voting.
I didn't vote. I lie. I voted once.
And he's had Declan voting. That's what Declan's there for. Swing votes.
Those are a lot. That's 68% of our audience is going to be very disappointed.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and one guy on the show too. Me, I'm very disappointed.
Well, you got Peter.
He's disgusting. I wouldn't. Ugh.
Excuse me.
Well, that is ENN for this Friday.
You'll be coughing up a fur ball after you do it to Peter.
That's why I wouldn't do it. Can you imagine all the hair in the Jello shot? Disgusting. It's an ape. All right, so what's coming up at 6:30?
That is the
weekend wager. There's a lot of stuff to bet on this weekend.
With Anita Marks, who's going to be playing the softball on the 31st at Wag Field.
Are you going to be able to play softball with this lung?
Don't you worry.
I do worry about you. I love you.
You worry you might be wrong.
No.
And that I'll survive this.
Andrew, do you believe I'm legitimately worried?
No, Don is fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.